From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right, we're doing selfies in the studio. Kevin, send me a copy of that. Okay. Oh, all the mics in power here. Are we all there, Kevin?
Check. Okay. There we are.
Check.
Check.
Okay.
Check.
All right. Okay. Hey, thanks for tuning in. And in studio with us, Kevin Miller and Taylor Braunis. These guys oversee the Man Up Ministry at Calvary Church. The website's calvarynm.church/men. Is there an easy way to get there, Kevin?
There's a QR code floating around somewhere in the universe.
CalvaryNM.church/men. That's easy.
Is it slash men or slash man?
Well, you probably do both. I did men
okay,
and
maybe.
Got there.
I'm checking right now.
They did
now.
It for all the guys like me that, you know, duh.
Because man up is way too many letters. So let's go with men. You know,
three versus five is a huge difference.
I don't have time
Kevin.
To take
a huge difference.
Man up.
All right. Solid content.
Okay,
there,
you're right. Men works. Okay. Men, man up. Okay.
Confirmed.
Yeah. All right, and they brought a guest with them, Joshua Broom, which, by the way, before I forget, and hopefully we'll mention it more than once, joshuabroom.me for information on the ministry that Joshua's been up to. And I got to say this before we go, because we mentioned off air, you know, my village, and I have five boys, Joshua. And they all start with J. And
okay.
So Kevin will testify when they were growing up around here, it ended up being Ryman?
Yeah, totally. And to this day, I'm like, hey, Ryman, what's up, man? It's one of the Rymans.
Joshua we didn't use, but if I'm being transparent, Joshua and Caleb, you know, any 80-year-old guys that can go in and whoop up on enemies of God, you know, I'm kind of a fan.
That's true.
Yeah.
We didn't go that route, though.
There you go.
Maybe a grandkid.
Yeah.
Joshua is a passionate communicator, message of restoration and healed through the life-giving power of Jesus. You're going to hear about that tonight, guys, at the Man Up gathering. Rally? What are we calling it?
Rally.
Okay. What kind of food did you guys score this
brats.
Week? Yeah.
We like brats. To say brats for all the bros.
Okay.
Is that what we say, Kevin?
I just did.
And it starts...
I coined the phrase just now.
It starts at 6:30 at Calvary Church, not exclusively for people who attend Calvary. Listen, whether you attend another church in town or have never been to a church in your life, come out for a brat and a bro hangout.
That's right. We got some fun stuff going down tonight in the amphitheater. I'm not going to like ruin the party, but... stuff that we haven't done yet, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's right. Listen, Joshua has spent years replacing lies with God's truth. He's a married man with kiddos and devoted his life to those who feel like their life is over because of circumstances or situations. And listen, one of the messages he's going to share is that it's never too late to change the course of your life. Joshua, welcome into ABQ Connect.
Hey, glad to be here.
Hey, for those not familiar with you, as much as you'd like to share about your testimony and what the guys are in store for tonight.
Yeah, I mean, what's unique about my testimony is a few things. You know, I grew up in a small town in South Carolina. I grew up without a father, so trying to figure out what does it mean to be a man without any leadership in that way. And I found myself trying to prove my worth, which a lot of people can relate to.
Right.
And then I ended up in the porn industry. So I was in the porn industry for 6 years, had a lot of success, but to my detriment, because I thought that, you know, the success, the money, the accolades, they would mediate the gap that I had in my heart. And it didn't work. So that led to years of depression, anxiety. I was even suicidal at one point. And I left that industry and I thought, you know, I could run, I could cover it up, and I couldn't because, you know, the internet.
Right. Yeah.
And what I did find was a young lady that was willing to take a walk with me. And on that walk, she told me the truth. You know, the truth was, you're not defined by the worst thing you've ever done. You're not defined by the greatest thing you'll ever do. God, the author of life, he gets to define who you are.
And that's the case for every human walking the earth, right? So Well, you talked about depression and the suicidal thoughts.
Yeah.
As far as the industry, whether those in it or those accessing it.
Sure.
Is that a norm?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to be blunt, I mean, there's 30 people since. So I've been out of the industry about 11 years. And since I've been out of the industry, 30 people have taken their life, suicide or overdose. Mm. So that's the level of detriment and mental and emotional trauma that you endure being in that industry. But on the flip side, you look at what, the pornography industry is to, people at large, average age of exposure, 11 years old.
Yeah.
56% of divorces have some type of pornography use in the mix. Just contributing to rape culture, contributing to sex trafficking, contributing to so many things, including mental health. I get to, run a ministry called Share the King. And a part of that ministry is a prayer wall, and people post prayers on a daily basis. And as we filter through them, probably 65% of them have both. I'm struggling with mental health and I'm addicted to pornography.
Yeah. And, whether it's pornography, just addiction.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Is a lot of what you're sharing and learned and able to encourage people in things that can apply to other areas of addiction?
Yeah. I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's all a heart issue.
Yeah.
It's, it's like pornography is not the problem. It's the medication that you're using to cover up whatever the wound is.
Yeah.
So we all have a heart issue. Romans 3:23 tells us what that heart issue is. It's sin. And the only solution is Jesus.
Yeah. So you went to the book of Romans. I'll stay there.
Okay. Yeah.
Romans 8:28. Let's talk about what God has done.
Yeah.
And using you. Let's talk about now. There's great things happening.
Yeah, so great. So number one, my wife, her name's Hope, which is amazing. her name is Hope. We've been married 7 years this July, and then we've got three boys, so 4, 3, and 1. So very busy house. But God has not only redeemed me, he wants to redeem everyone from something, but also for something. And the for something for me, it's definitely like Ephesians 3:20. It's far more than I could ever hope, dream, or imagine because, number one, getting to share the gospel, internationally is amazing. But at the same time, being in places, getting to be on, Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, like, different shows like that, being at Capitol Hill, advocating against the industry, being someone who's speaking into legislation, it's not something I ever thought would be possible, but God has definitely taken my story and flipped it on its head.
Kevin and I were talking a little bit yesterday about you being here and coming on the show. And, one of the things that I'll be transparent about what we were talking about yesterday, because we want guys to hear this and go, I need to be there tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. Or more that guys than who needs to be there.
Yeah.
Invite everyone, as we say, and bring someone.
Right.
Let's talk to that guy that's listening.
Yeah, I would just say, man, number one, there's no shame. Like, shame has no place in the kingdom.
Right.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Like, Romans 8:1 tells us, like, therefore there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So don't be ashamed. But it is shame in itself that keeps you stuck where you are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The data tells us the pornography industry, $100 billion industry, makes more revenue than the NBA, Major League Baseball, and NBA all combined. It's consumed more than Amazon, Netflix, and Twitter is engaged on a daily basis, and it's still 20% away from how many people visit all three of those sites combined.
Wow.
So if it's a $100 billion industry and it's fueled by viewership, man, there's so many people struggling with it in the dark, and what stays in the dark will continue to fester and grow. But when you speak it into the light, it loses its power over you. So, man, number one, know that you're not alone if you're struggling with this. Mm-hmm. This is not about shame or condemnation.
You're really not alone.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and not just unchurched guys.
Yeah, this is a problem that transcends culture, religion. Like this is something that's impacting the world. So the way I generally start any talk is like, man, would you agree that each and every person is deserving of human dignity? I've yet to hear anyone say
right?
no. I've yet to hear anyone say no. But in a very real way, if you're treating people like products, mm-hmm. that's exactly what you're doing. Mm. And not only that, you're doing it to yourself.
Mm. Okay. Well, if you just tuned in, by the way, we're in studio with Kevin Miller and Taylor Bronis, both pastors at Calvary Church on Osuna in Albuquerque. And you can find out more about the Man Up ministry by going to calvarynm.church/manup. You can go there and connect with the ministry. And Joshua's ministry, you'll find Joshua Broom. By the way, it's Joshua Broom E. Joshua Broom, and then the letter E after Broom. So .me, joshuabroom.me. The night's going to start as early as what, 5:30?
Yeah, give them a breakdown, Taylor. We haven't heard from you yet.
So if you've joined us for any of the Man Up rallies before, 5:30, we got free food. We have brats. What was
brats for bros.
And bro-tato chips.
Bro-tato chips. Right. That's right. So
bro-cola.
Do you have any of the green bean fries or something like that?
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know.
We will get some for you, Steve.
That's thanks, man.
But so yeah, 5:30. Show up. We're gonna have a good time. Free food. You don't have to pay. All guys like food. That is one of the common uniting factors of being a man. So we got free food. Come hang out.
A rule for interviews, you're not supposed to ask questions you don't know the answer to, but cornhole, any of that stuff going on?
Not cornhole, but well, actually I do think we'll have cornhole. Yeah. And we have a few other sports and one activity that we've yet to do yet at
Man
Up. No, I'm not going to say what it is. It's going to be good though.
We do have darts, but that is not.
No, I said jarts. Do you guys even know what?
I don't know what that is.
They're lawn darts that are about this big.
Wow.
And they discontinued them for obvious reasons.
Because they're missiles. Wow. That sounds terribly dangerous.
Yeah. So,
and something I want to do.
So if you just tuned in, we heard some of the testimony from Joshua. And Joshua, for those that feel despondent, feel unredeemable, one of the things that comes to mind every time I hear stories like this is, guys, no matter how far you've gone down that road, it's only one step back to the foot of the cross, and it's easier than you think. Josh?
Yeah.
Joshua?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you cannot out-sin the cross.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to put, it's so easy to create who you believe you are based on your behavior. And that was my story. And there's so many levels of that, just layers of that, where, grew up without a dad, me and my mom, just trying to figure it out. So it was, well, if I had a dad, if I had enough money, if I had notoriety, if I had this, if I had that. And man, there's only one thing that we need, and we need it most, which is Jesus.
Yeah.
We've
talked a little bit directly to the guy that might be struggling.
Sure.
Let's talk to the friend. Let's talk to the guys that, iron sharpens iron. And we say it all the time, Kevin and Taylor, you got to find that guy that you can be transparent with, share everything with, without judgment, but will lovingly, gently, biblically gently, right, Kevin?
Right.
All right, Taylor, like setting a broken bone.
Yeah.
Bring you back to the truth.
Yeah.
Talk to that to guys about how to address issues with friends.
Well, I think you have to have a healthy middle ground, because if Kevin and I are holding each other accountable, and I confess a sin struggle to him, and he says, "Man, that again? Let's pray about it, dude. Let's don't do that again." Or if he says, "Hey, I'm putting your wife on speaker. We're going to call her right now." But like both of those would be detrimental.
Yeah.
But if Kevin looks at me and says, "Hey, I love you, and you said that this was detrimental to your life. It was breaking up your marriage. It was causing you to struggle mentally. You're going down a path that's opposite than the one that you said you wanted to go down. Why are you doing this? Why did you choose to do the mm-hmm. thing that you said you didn't want to do? Now you're faced with an answer. Why do I say yes?" We go back to Romans 7, right? So why do I say yes to the thing that I don't want to do? And there's a wound, there's a trauma, there's something that you didn't have that you thought you needed. And if you get to the root of that, that's where healing is found.
Yeah. Hey, I want to talk to the guys who were just listening and said, "I love you." hey, guys, I love you, man. And when we say that, Joshua, correct me if I'm wrong, we say it in a way we mean, I want the best for you.
Yeah.
And the best is the gospel.
Yeah. We're only as free as we're honest. If we're not willing, if we're not willing to be honest, you're going to stay stuck where you are. Yeah. You know, if regardless of what I'm trying to accomplish in my life, if I'm not being honest with how diligent I am in pursuing that goal, I'm not going to get there.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and as you were talking to a friend, I started thinking, what would I do? And I started thinking, it's kind of the way I manage when I'm overseeing a staff. It's like, okay, what happened?
Yeah.
All right. How did it happen? How do we keep it from happening again?
Yeah.
Would you say that's applicable?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, like, to your point, like Proverbs 27:17, like, that, it's, there's so much fruit there where, man, maybe something that I'm tripping over and over again, I need to create some self-awareness, but maybe the problem's on my back and I can't see it and I need someone to call it out.
Yeah. Okay, now, again, we want guys to be there tonight at Calvary Church, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. We're in studio with Kevin Miller, Taylor Bronis, and Joshua Broom. Joshua is the guest tonight. His website is Joshua Broom, and then at the end of Broom, put an E, .me. And then the Man Up website is calvarynm.church/manup. And for those listening that are like, oh, I heard the guy on the radio. I heard it. I got it. Got the message. Don't need to be there.
Not even close.
Not even, right? I was going to say there's plenty more to share tonight, right, Josh?
100%.
Before we started, I said, I don't want to steal your thunder, man.
Yeah.
You've got some good stuff for the guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and the beautiful thing about each and every person, it's like whoever I was yesterday is not the man that I am today.
Yeah.
So there's always something new to share, something, you know, God is always doing in my life.
Yeah.
And that's just the beauty of walking with Jesus each and every day. He's revealing something new to you. You're becoming less who you used to be and more who, you know, into the likeness of Christ.
Yeah, really looking also forward to hearing where ministry's taken you.
It's
encouraging to really all of us to hear your testimony, and thanks. Are you still in the Carolinas? Is that where you've come to?
I've had quite a journey since then. Yeah, so I gave my life to Christ, you know, at a church in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Interned at a church about 4 years there. I was on staff at Life Church in Oklahoma. And then my wife and I started a ministry about 2-ish years ago. So we've been from North Carolina to Oklahoma to Iowa, and now I live in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah. Fly Eagles fly.
Yeah, there we go. Hey, my business partner, so he grew up in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
WJTL.
Yeah, yeah. So his dad was like Mennonite pastor. So that, I mean, they're, you know, huge yeah. Eagles fan. Yeah. Yeah,
these guys will testify for me, right, guys?
Oh yeah,
over 50 years.
Yeah.
So yeah,
love Steve's going strong.
Yeah,
and it's gonna be a good year, not because of the Eagles, because Jesus, you know, he's on the throne.
So there
maybe
we go.
The Eagles, but also.
All right, well, thanks, guys, for as always. You guys are so good about coming in and getting on the radio and letting the guys know. And the other thing I want to reiterate, this is not exclusively a Calvary men's event,
right?
Clearly, because how many guys are showing up to this thing?
We've had consistently over 600 guys, so yeah. everybody's invited, and we kind of say high school on up, and there'll be something for everybody of every age group.
Yeah, and I would just say to the person listening to this that think that this is a porn talk, it's not.
Yeah,
we're talking about how do you go through incredibly deep, traumatizing trauma, growing up with things that. You know, each and every person feels like they should have.
Yeah.
How do you get on the other side of that? How do you go through life, fall on your face, get up, and not believe you're the person that you used to be?
That's good.
I'm really looking forward to it. Guys, thanks again.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Steve.